Now we come to something that's quite interesting. Verse 16. For Israel slideth back like a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Now, friends, let's look at what really backsliding is. A great many people think backsliding means that you have become a Christian, joined the church, and then you drop back into sin, and that's backsliding. Now, may I say to you, that's not backsliding the way it's used here. And God illustrates it so you can't miss it. For Israel slideth back like a backsliding heifer. Now, I'm very happy the fact that as a boy I had the privilege of living in the country and in a little town. And I think I've mentioned this before. There's a lived next door to us in southern Oklahoma in the little town we lived in, a rancher. He had a big ranch, and he had two boys, and they were both about my age, and we three played together. We used to ride these heifers out in the lot, and they would, you know, tie a rope around, as we said in that day, a belly band we'd put on them. We'd hold on to that, and then they'd buck us off. Now, every now and then, this rancher would load up. This was in the days before the automobile. In a wagon, he would load up these heifers to take them to market or take them out to the ranch. And he had a great big board, that is, it was a thing constructed out of boards that he'd put up at the back end of the wagon, and it was a runway that you just try to run the heifer up there. Well, what he'd do, you'd put a rope around the heifer, and then you'd push her from the back. And as you'd get the heifer up, she'd go up part of the way, then she'd stiffen those front feet. She'd just put them out stiff. And you know what would happen? You couldn't pull her. She'd start sliding backwards. That's what backsliding is. Backsliding heifer. They were stiffening their front feet, and instead of being led of God, they were slipping backward all the time. And backsliding means when you turn your back on God and you stiffen that little neck of yours and that little mind of yours and you say, I'll have nothing to do with God, you're backsliding when you do that, you see. When you refuse to go the way God wants to lead you. Now, he calls Israel here a backsliding heifer. There are a lot of backsliding heifers today, and bulls also, by the way. Now, let me read the next verse. Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Now, we come to another word here. The word backsliding is mentioned three times in this book, and you'll recall it's only Jeremiah and Hosea, and they spoke to a nation ready to go into captivity, accused them of doing this, refusing to be led of God, refusing to come to God. Now, Ephraim, that name occurs 36 times. He picks out one of the tribes of the 10 tribes in the north and applies it to all 10 of the tribes. And I, frankly, have never been able to figure out just how God uses that term. Is he using it in a way that, is it a term of endearment or is it a term of ridicule? Now, this time through Hosea, I've come to the conclusion that it's a term of endearment. It's a pet name. You see, Israel in the north had really no name as a nation. Judah in the south was really the nation. And these 10 tribes had revolted, you see. And now God gives them, I think, a pet name. And you'll find all the way through, it'll occur 36 times, Ephraim. And he says this in, I would say, a longing sort of way, but with a note of finality. He says here, Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. God says there comes a day in a man's life that if he keeps on being in a backslidden condition, refusing to listen to God, there'll come a day when God no longer can speak to that man. Now he says to them, your drink is sour. You'll become an alcoholic if you keep at it, brother. And it's not a disease. It's a sin. Their drink is sour. They have committed harlotry continually. her rulers love shame more than glory. And the sad thing today is that we have men in government in high places instead of using a language that is clean and chaste. They love to cuss, and they love to drink. They love the shame more than glory. The wind hath bound her up in its wing. They're carried away by every wind of doctrine, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. God says, I'm going to make them ashamed before it's over with.